平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午我们从希伯来书第六章来学习竭力尽到完全的地步。
Today we are going to learn from the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Let us go on to perfection.
我们来看希伯来书第六章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
所以我们应当第一节竭力离开基督道理的开端，竭力尽到完全的地步不必再立根基，救主那懊悔死刑信靠神请读。
Chapter 6 verse 1 Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying againthe foundation of repentance from the dead works and of faith towards God.
这个第六章的第一节让我们知道信仰是动态的。
And from chapter 6 verse 1, we learn that the faith is a process, a move.
所以这里讲有基督道理的开端，就是信仰的开始。
So there is a foundation, a beginning to this faith.
然后竭力尽到完全这个就是一直往前进，一直到完全结束。
And then we move forward onto perfection.
我们信耶稣每一个人的入门不太一样。
And for every one of us, we entered into Christianity differently.
如果我们看主耶稣在传福音。
If we look at how Jesus preached the gospel,
有的人是因为看见而信。
Some people saw and then they believed.
好像圣经里面讲拉撒路。
For example, Lazarus.
他们家里请客人然后拉撒路就坐在那里。
They invited guests over and Lazarus was there.
那很多人看到拉撒路，知道他是从死里复活。
And a lot of people saw Lazarus and knew that he was resurrected from the dead.
所以他们就信耶稣。
And because of that, they believed in Jesus.
因为神的能力太大。
Because God's power was great.
死了四天竟然可以复活。
That Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, he was able to be resurrected.
所以耶稣一定是神。所以他们就信了。
So Jesus must have been God, so they believed in him.
那有的人是听见而信。
And for some people, they heard and then they believed.
主耶稣传道的时候，法利赛人差遣一个仆人要把叫主耶稣把他抓来。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, the priest sent a servant to Jesus wanting to capture him.
过了一段时间呢，这个仆人空手回来。
And after a while, the servant came back empty-handed.
这个法利赛人就问说，你为什么没有把他抓来呢？
And this Pharisee asked, why didn't you capture Jesus?
他说从来没有人这样讲过的。
And the servant responded, no one ever talked like him before.
你真的是这样。
And it truly indeed.
主耶稣说我就是世界的光。
Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
谁讲过？
Whoever says that.
主耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Jesus says, I am the way,真理。Truth and light.
这个谁讲过？
Whoever says that.
主耶稣说生命在我，复活在我。
And Jesus says, the life is in me and resurrection is in me.
这个谁讲过？
Who says that?
所以这个仆人说没有人像他这样讲。
So the servant said, no one ever talks like Jesus.
那法利赛人说，你也被迷惑了吗？
And so the Pharisee said, are you also being deceived?
所以很多人听到主耶稣在讲道理，你看他可以从早上一直讲到太阳下山。
So there are a lot of people who listen to Jesus preaching, and they listen from the morning till dawn.
而且讲了两三天，那些人都一直在听他讲道。
And they were there for several days.
怎么有可能呢？
And how can that be?
因为他从天上来讲天上的事。
Because he came from above and he talked of the things above.
所以很多人听见就信了。
So a lot of people listened to what Jesus said and believed in him.
那有的人是摸到就信。
And there were some who touched him and believed.
真的有体验到主耶稣的能力跟恩典。
They experienced the power and grace from Jesus.
那个患十二年血道的妇人。
The woman who had bleeding issues.
钱也用完了，医生也看完了。
She used up all her money looking for doctors.
那就无路可走了。
And she had no way out.
但是她勉强靠近耶稣。
But she forced her way through to Jesus.
她一触摸主耶稣。
And the moment she touched Jesus,
主耶稣说，谁摸我？
And Jesus said, who touched me?
因为我有能力从我身上出去。
And Jesus knew because there was power that went out from him.
所以这个十二年的血肉就好了。
And so she was healed.
所以主耶稣说，你的信救了你。
So Jesus said, your faith saved you.
摸到耶稣就信了。
And she touched him and she believed.
所以我们今天每个人信耶稣入门的原因不太一样。
So for all of us, we have different reasons of why we came to Christ.
但是当我们入门之后，第一件事情做什么？
But after we came to believe in Christ, what do we do?
所以第六章第一节，基督道理的开端。
So in chapter 6, verse 1, it says, the foundations of the repentance.
那这个基督道理的开端，以现在来讲，如果一个人要到我们教会来慕道，就是从我们的基本信仰开始。
Sorry, the elementary principles of Christ, and these refer to our basic beliefs.
那我们教会，从圣经整理起来大概有十大基本信条。
So our church has collected and compiled these principles into 10 basic beliefs.
这个不是说圣经只有那十条，而是最重要的把它整理起来就是这个十条。
It's not saying that there are only 10 beliefs that we have from the Bible, but rather these are the principal ones.
所以在教会里面，除非他年纪很大，或者说生病很严重，最简单的他相信了我们就给他洗礼。
So therefore, unless someone is very ill or they're very elderly, otherwise, if they come to know of these elementary principles, then we baptize them.
不然的话，那这个一个人要受洗都要经过，这个道理的开端，就是我们的基本信仰。
Otherwise,for someone to be baptized, we want them to go through these elementary teachings.
那如果这个基本信仰我们能够明白相信而且去实行，
If we can all understand and act out these principle of faith,
主耶稣说听见我的话又去做的好像房子盖在磐石上。
As Jesus says, whoever hears and do it is like the wise person building a house on the rock.
雨淋水冲风吹他都不会倒。
It doesn't matter if there's a storm, the house will not fall.
所以信仰的根基，不是人跟人的关系。
So the foundation to our faith is not, it doesn't have to do with our relationship with other people.
因为人对我很好，所以我就来这个教会。
It's not that I come to this church because these people are nice to me.
因为人对我很好，所以我就每个礼拜来教会聚会。
Or because they're nice to me, so I come every Saturday.
如果信仰的根基这样的话，很容易倒塌。
If this is your foundation of faith, then it's easy for you to falter.
为什么我在这个教会信耶稣？
Why am I in this church believing in Christ?
是因为我对道理的明白。
It is because of my understanding of the gospel.
神把得救的道理启示在这个教会里面。
God has revealed his gospel and truth to this church.
所以我就可以超越周围的人，对我好，感谢神，即使有一些人我很失望，我还是会来这个教会。
So this enabled me to surpass how other people treat me at this church.
因为我来信主为的是得救。
And because I come to believe in Christ is because of the salvation that I can attain.
所以接下去就在讲这个道理的根基是什么。
And following these verses talks about what this foundation is.
懊悔事情，就是要经过悔改。
It's repentance from dead works.
啊，所以啊，使徒行传二章三十八节，他们问彼得，我们怎么做呢？彼得第一个说，你们要悔改。
So in Acts chapter 20, the people ask, Peter, what should we do? And he said, you should repent and be baptized.
哦，那第二节哈。
Verse 2.
各样的洗礼、按手之礼，使人复活、永远的审判等教训。
Of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment.
啊，为什么讲各样的洗礼？
What does it talk about doctrine of baptism?
因为使徒行传十九章，我们就看以弗所教会洗礼的信徒洗礼过两次。
So if we look at Acts chapter 19, we'll see that the church at Ephesus, a lot of members were baptized twice.
第一次是悔改的洗。
The first time was the baptism of repentance.
悔改的洗好不好？当然是好。
Is the baptism of repentance good? It's good.
但是不完全。
But it's not complete.
所以他们没有得圣灵。
So they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
那第二次的洗礼是赦罪的洗。
And the second baptism they underwent was the baptism of remission of sin.
那洗礼完，保罗按手，他们就得圣灵。
And after coming out from the baptism, when Paul laid hand on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
所以一般的基督徒来到我们教会还是要接受洗礼。
So for Christians from other denominations, when they come to our church, they still have to go through a baptism again.
因为他们的洗礼是悔改的洗。
Because their baptism is a baptism of repentance.
所以他们没有得圣灵。
So they don't have the Holy Spirit.
那要在这里接受赦罪的洗。
So they have to receive the baptism of remission of sins.
那按手，有时候按手是让人得圣灵，有时候按手是祝福。
And when we laying on of hands, sometimes is to pray for someone, and someone is, and sometimes is to bless them.
那使人复活就是主耶稣再来。
And the resurrection of the dead is when Jesus comes again.
永远的审判。
And the eternal judgment.
所以这是我们信耶稣的开始。
So these are the beginning of our faith.
但是我们没有办法信主二三十年还回到基本信仰。
But it shouldn't be that after 20 and 30 years of belief, we're still stuck on the elementary principle.
因为这是信仰的开始。
Because this is only the beginning of the faith.
那好像盖房子，你基础打完就往上盖啊。
And for example, as you're building a building, after you're done with the foundation, you build up.
所以这些基本信仰都有了，那从那个上面再往上成长。
So after you have the basic doctrines, then you build up and grow.
那接下去要做什么？
Then what do you do next?
所以如果我们看第六章第一节，要进到完全的地步。
So if you look back at chapter 6, verse 1, it says, let us go on to perfection.
所以这个进到完全的地步需要一段时间啊。
And it takes time to go on to perfection.
因此我们在教会里面不论你要当宗教教育教员、负责人或者比较重要的圣工，一般的我们的一个建议就是要信主三年。
So within the church, whether you want to be an RE teacher or any other more important church work, we require that the members be believers of at least 3 years.
那为什么要保住信主三年？
Why do we say 3 years?
如果圣经里面我们找得到的一个例子就是主耶稣选召门徒说来跟从我。
An example we could see is when Jesus was calling his disciples, he said, come follow me.
然后主耶稣升天以前说去传福音。
And when Jesus ascended to heaven, he says, go and make disciples of all nations. 这
来跟去中间是三年。
And between the come follow me and go, that was 3 years.
那这个三年这些门徒是天天跟着主耶稣。
And within these 3 years, these disciples follow Jesus every day.
也就是一直在效法主耶稣。
They were imitating Christ.
所以主耶稣升天以后，他们就能够很成熟的来负担主耶稣所托付的，把福音
So when Jesus ascended to heaven, they were mature enough that they were able to take on this mission.
因此我们从信主开始一直到要达到完全这个要时间。
So from the time we come to believe till perfection, this requires time.
那不是说信主三年自然就完全了。
But it's not to say that after 3 years of believing, you're automatically perfect.
而是我们天天在跟着主耶稣那这样跟了三年大概就成熟就比较完全。
But we have to follow the Lord diligently daily, and only then, after 3 years, we might be closer to perfection.
所以信仰的目标是要进到完全，那完全的立志是什么？就是像主耶稣。
And so our goal is to be perfect, and what is perfection like? It's to be like Christ.
所以保罗在提到信仰的追求，他怎么说？
So what does Paul say about the pursuit of faith?
我们看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章的第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ.
有时候如果我们看我要效法基督，我们觉得太困难。
Sometimes if we say we want to imitate Christ, and we might think that's very difficult.
有时候我们就觉得基督他是神成为肉身。
And we think that Jesus is God coming as man.
那我不是神成为肉身，所以他做得到，我做不到。
And I'm not God who came to earth, so whatever he could do, I can't do it.
但是这里保罗说你要效法我。
But here Paul says, imitate me.
那到底效法保罗什么？
To imitate him in what aspect?
效法保罗，像他效法基督。
Is to imitate him just like how he also imitate Christ.
所以保罗从信主那一天开始，他就一直以基督为榜样，这样一直效法耶稣，要把主耶稣样式活出来。
So from the day that Paul believed in Christ, he used Jesus as an example and tried to live out the life of Christ.
那这个过程叫做竭力进到完全。
And this process is what it means to go on to perfection.
所以信仰有一个目标。
So in our faith, there's a goal.
到最后就是像主耶稣一样完全。
And the end goal is to be like Christ, who's perfect.
那在这个过程当中到底我们要做什么？
And in this process, what should we do?
我们现在回来看希伯来书的第五章。
Now let's turn back to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章的十二节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12.
看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅，谁知还有人将圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且你们成了必须吃奶，不能够吃干粮的人。请读。
Verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
我们再看13节。
Let's look on to verse 13.
凡是能吃奶的都不熟连任人力的道理，因为他是婴孩。14节。
14.
唯独长大成人了才能够吃干粮，他们的心窍练习得通达，就能分别好歹。请读。
Verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their sense exercised to discern both good and evil.
所以从十二节到十四节就把信仰的过程用另外一个例子来比喻。
So from verse 12 to 14, it shows an example of the process of perfection of faith.
信仰像什么？
What is faith like?
信仰像一个出生的婴孩在成长。
It's like a growing baby.
如果我们生过小孩子，
If you have given birth to a child before,
做过父母，我们就知道小孩子出生过了一个礼拜，过了一个月，它是不一样的。
Or if you're a parent, you know that the baby grows week by week and they change.
为什么？因为它一直在长大。
And why do they change? Because they're growing.
那你怎么知道它在长大？
And how do you know that they're growing?
因为你从它的反应，你就知道它在长大。
You can see tell by how they react.
啊，他越大，他对周围的人事物啊，他有越多的反应。
The older they grow, they have more reaction to their surrounding.
哦，那我们刚受洗起来，这个叫做出生的婴孩。
And when we are first baptized, when we come out of the water, we are born again. We're the baby.
哦，所以啊，一个人对周围的人事物的反应，常常是这个人还没有洗礼那一个原来的本性的回应。哦，就是我还没有洗礼，我是谁？我洗礼起来，很有可能我对人、对事、对物的回应还是一样。
So, at the moment when we came out of the water, we might still react the same way to our surrounding, the same way we reacted before we were baptized.
哦，但是当一个新娘渐渐在成长
，But as our faith continued to grow,
你就发现我们对人、对事、对物的反应开始不一样。
We might come to notice how we deal with people, with things, with matters start to change.
那我们就知道我们本身在成长。
Then from that we'll know that we're growing.
那这个成长的第一步就是，如果我们看十三节。
And for this first step,
十二节最后啊。
First step of growth, let's look at the latter part of verse 12.
要成为必须吃奶。不能吃干粮的人，这个第一步就是要学习吃奶。
And it says you have come to need milk and not of solid food. So the first step is actually to drink milk.
哦，那奶是什么
？What is milk？
哦，奶就是纯净的灵奶。哦，我们看彼得前书第二章。
And
彼得前书第二章。
Turn to First Peter chapter two.
啊，第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
所以你们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤的话。第二节。
Verse
2. 要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像出生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
如果小孩子吃奶哦，不会长大，可能他身上有什么病。
So if a child drinks the milk and yet does not grow, then they probably have something wrong with their health.
那我们新受洗的哦，一定要常常吸收道理。
So for newly baptized members, we have to absorb the truth.
所以这里说爱慕纯净的灵奶。
So here it says, desire the pure milk of the word.
因此我们要信耶稣，信初受洗的信徒，第一件事情不是服侍神。
So as new believers, the first thing is not to serve God.
为什么？因为侍奉是一种责任，责任是一种压力。
Why? Because service is a duty, and duty is a stress.
所以一个人如果他是出生的婴孩，你给他责任，给他压力，有时候会把他压垮。
And so for a newborn babe, if you give up duty and stress, then that might break them.
但是如果他长大了
，But if they are grown,
彼得、雅各、约翰叫做教会的柱石。
And Peter, Jacob, and John, they are the pillars of the church.
所以你在看盖那个楼房啊，柱子最重要。
And as you look at buildings, the pillars are very important.
它可以承受重量。
It sustains weight.
所以使徒教会的责任啊，就是这个柱石在撑住的。
So the apostles during the apostolic times, they were the pillars of the church.
当然这是靠着神的帮助，但是这个也表示他们是成熟的。
And of course, that was by the power of God, but that was also because they were mature.
所以当一个人信仰长大了，他就可以在教会承担责任，接受压力。
So as a person's faith becomes mature, then they can serve in the church and take on these duties and withstand these stress.
但是这个过程哦，就是要一直吸收纯净的灵奶。
But this requires a process of intaking this pure milk of the word,
就是要多听道理,
which is to listen to to the Word of God.
那为什么有时候我们一直听道理，信仰不会长大？
But how come sometimes we listen to a lot of sermons, yet we do not grow?
啊，就是第一节哦，我们有一些罪没有拿掉，你怎么吃就不会长大。
And the reason is in verse 1, because we still have some sin that we have not cast away yet.
啊，所以要除去一切恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒、毁谤。
So therefore, we have to lay aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking.
哦，所以这个罪啊，如果逐渐除掉，然后灵来一进来，我们人就会一直成长。
So if we can get rid of the sin, and as we intake the milk, then we will grow.
嗯，好，那纯净的灵来，接下去要做什么？
And what do we do after we take in the milk?
啊，我们看希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn back to the book of Hebrews chapter 5.
啊，十四节。
Verse 14.
唯独长大成人才能够吃干粮。
But solid food belongs to those who are of full age.
啊，所以啊，一个人要长大才能够吃干粮。
So someone has to grow up before they can take in the solid food.
啊，所以有时候我们养孩子的过程哦，小孩子还小，你如果给他干粮吃，一下肚子痛，一下拉肚子。
So if a baby is still young, but you give them solid food too early, then they might have stomach aches.
啊，不是干粮没有营养，是他还没有长大，他没有办法接受。
It's not that the solid food is not good, but rather it's because they're not mature enough yet to absorb that food.
哦，真的在教会有发生过例子，已经受洗的信徒。
And so this has happened before in the church that someone was baptized.
哎，听到说要献十一捐呢。
And they heard about offering tithe.
啊，后来他就不来教会了。
Then they don't come to church anymore.
哎，怎么当初没有跟我讲清楚呢？
And they thought, how come you didn't tell me this before?
我信耶稣还要献十一捐呢。
That I have to give tithe if I want to be a Christian?
这个对他来讲是干粮。
And for him or her, that this was solid food.
他还没有长大，他没有办法吃干粮。
They haven't grown up yet. They were not able to take in the solid food.
哦，所以啊，灵性啊，就生病了。
And so they fell ill in their spirit.
啊，但是对长大的他吃的干粮啊，这个人啊，就真的能够有力量。
But for someone who is of full age, when they intake the solid food, then they have strength.
啊，他就能够啊，分辨好歹。
And they can discern what's good and what's not.
啊，所以长大成人跟分辨好歹这个两个是同一回事的。
And for some, being of full age and being able to discern both good and evil, it's the same thing.
哦，所以小孩子很好骗啊。
So it's easy to deceive a little child.
你如果拿100块的美钞跟一个会动的玩具给他，你看他会选什么？
You let him choose between an interesting toy and a $100 bill, what would they choose?
啊，他会选那个会动的玩具。
They probably choose the toy that moves.
但是他没有办法分辨哦，一百块可以买一打的玩具。
But they cannot discern that if they take the $100 bill, they could get a dozen of the same toy.
但是长大了，他就有分辨能力。
But as they grow up, they can discern.
好，那长大成人是什么？
And what does it mean to come a full age?
啊，长大成人，圣经里面讲就是有基督成长的身量。
And to be a full age is to, to reach the fullness of the statutes of Christ.
好，我们来看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
啊，四章的十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
啊，直到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。满有基督成长的身量。
Verse 13, till we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
好，所以啊，我们长大成人哈，就可以把主耶稣的样式表现出来。
So when we become a full-grown person, we are to attain the stature of the fullness of Christ.
哦，所以 有时候我们常常讲哦，我信仰到底有没有长大？
So sometimes we wonder, have I grown up in my faith?
哦，我们就想哦，我们有没有办法主耶稣的样式，把它活出来
？Consider, have I lived out the image of Christ?
好，那接下去啊，他就讲几件事情。
Then here says a couple of things.
啊，如果我们看啊十四节
，we turn to look at verse 14.
啊，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计跟欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，就飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
因为他长大了，所以他有分辨能力。
Because now that they're grown up, they're able to discern.
所以道理很清楚，他就不会飘来飘去，被异端所影响。
So they know what the truth is, so they won't be tossed to and fro by the heresy.
所以我们在这个末世真的有很多不同的异端邪说。
So in this end time, there's a lot of heresy and false teachings.
那我们要成长我们才不会被影响。
And we have to grow up so that we will not be influenced.
因为我们有分辨能力。
Because we're able to discern.
那如果我们看再回来看第四章
If we look back at chapter 4
十六节
Verse 16
全身靠他联络的合适百节各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助叫身体渐渐增长在爱中建立自己
From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
所以我们每一个信徒，比方说我们灵恩布道会如果我看那个教会负责人的报告，我们领杯大概多少？108个吧？对，108个
So for believers, So this past spiritual convocation, we had about 108 people who attended.
那这个108个人就是主耶稣身体的一部分。
And all these 108 people are part of the Jesus body.
那这个108个人不是一盘散沙。
And we're not scattered sand.
它是一个身体。
It's one body.
那108个人怎么变成一个身体?
But how can 108 people become one body?
所以16节,全身都靠他联络的合适。
And so in verse 16, it's joined and knit together.
如果我跟主耶稣关系很好。
If I have a good relationship with Jesus Christ.
你也跟主耶稣很好。
And you also have a good relationship with Jesus
Christ. 他也跟主耶稣很好。
And he also has a good relationship with Jesus Christ.
那我们的关系都很好。
Then all of our relationships will be very close.
为什么?
Why?
因为当我们跟主耶稣很好的时候,我们就连在一起变成一个身体。
Because when we're all joined together with Christ, then we're all joined together as one body.
那一个身体自然就是合一的。
And as one body, we're naturally united.
那这个叫做成熟。
And this is what it means to be mature.
所以我们来教会，我们是一个身体。
So when we come to church, we are one body.
那一个身体就要互相照顾。
And as one body, we take care of one another.
这个叫做长大，不是彼此没有关系的。
And this is also what it means to be mature. We take care of one another.
然后接下去。照着个体的功用彼此相助。
And that according to the effective working by which every part does its share.
所以信仰如果长大我们在教会里面我们会知道主耶稣要我做什么。
And as our faith grows in Christ, we will know what Jesus wants us to do.
那每个人知道主耶稣要叫他做什么把我们的功用发挥出来那大家联合在一起，这个身体就很健康了。
And if everyone knows what the Lord wants us to do, and we can live out our purpose, then we can knit together well.
所以我们想要我们的身体有哪一部分是没有用的。
So if we consider our own body, is there a part that's,、that's useless?
没有一个部分是没有用的。
There's no part that's useless.
那如果我是这个身体的一部分。
So if I'm a part of this body,、
那请问我的功用是什么?
Then what's my purpose?
那我们要把这个功用发挥出来。
Then we have to live out this purpose.
这个叫做长大成人。
And this is what it means to mature and becoming full grown.
在教会里面把我们的功用发挥出来。
That within the church we live out our purpose.
那这样这个身体就渐渐长大。
So this body will become full grown.
所以一个教会如果没有办法成长啊，我们一直讲啊，谁应该做什么，但是我没有讲到自己。
So if a church is not full grown, we just point at others and saying who should do what, and we don't look at ourselves.
这样教会不容易成长。
Then the church will not grow.
每个人要想啊，我是身体的一部分，我的功用是什么。
But each and every one of us should think that I am the, a part of the body, and what's my purpose?
把功用发挥出来，这个身体就成长了。
And if I can, if everyone can live out their purpose, then the body will grow.
所以我们要长大成人。
So we have to become full grown.
像一个身体能够把功用发挥出来，那身体就会成长。
So if the body can, each of the parts can work out as effectiveness, then it will grow up.
好，我们看希伯来书第五章。
Let's look at back at Hebrews
十四节
，Chapter 5, verse 14.
十三节。
Sorry, verse 13.
吃奶都不熟练人意的道理，因为他是婴孩，长大成人才能干吃干粮，他就能够通达分别好歹。这个吃奶跟长大有一个不同。
So, drinking milk and growing up, it's different.
就是他能够熟练人意的道理，分别好歹。
And it's to, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
所以我们在信仰生活分别善恶，这个非常重要。
So in our life of faith, it's very important for us to be able to discern both good and evil.
因为这是神的形象的一部分。
Because this is part of the image of God.
如果我们看以弗所书。
If we turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的二十四节
Chapter 4, verse 24
并且穿上新人，这个新人是照着神形象造的，有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以到最后有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And in the end, we should have the true righteousness and holiness.
也就是合于圣经标准的这一种人，这种义。
And this is the type of righteousness that's according to the standard of the Bible.
这个就是神的形象，这个叫长大成人。
And that is the image of God.
那为什么这个这么重要？
And why is it important for us to have this?
因为这个就是我们将来要参加天国婚宴的一个装饰。
And because this is the adornment that we need to have when we attend the feast in heaven.
我们看启示录。
Let's look at the book of Revelation.
启示录的十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
第七节。
Chapter 19, verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候快到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready.
这里讲羔羊婚娶的时候快到了。
Here it says, the marriage of the Lamb has come.
羔羊是谁？主耶稣。
Who's the Lamb? It's Jesus Christ.
那婚娶新妇是谁？
And who's the bride?
新妇就是教会。
The bride is the church.
哦，那什么时候羔羊婚娶的时候到了？
And when is it, for when the marriage of the Lamb has come?
哦，就是主耶稣再来。
It's when Jesus comes again.
啊，所以我们在主耶稣再来之前，我们预备什么？
So before Jesus comes, what do we prepare?
哦，预备光明洁白的细麻衣。
We prepare a bright and white garment.
第八节。
Verse
8. 哦，蒙恩穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
It's a fine linen, clean and bright.
那这是什么？
And what is this?
这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And it says,For the fine linen, it's the righteous acts of the saints.、
哦、所以我们要预备主再来，就是要长大成人，有一个细麻衣可以穿，这样来参加天国的婚宴。
So for us to grow up and to be mature is to prepare this fine linen clothes to wear so we can attend this feast.、
哦、有时候我们在看这个新闻、哦、你就发现、这个世界现在非常危险。
Sometimes when we watch the news, we will notice that this world is full of danger.、
哦、你看最近美国总统提到哈米吉多顿。
And recently the president mentioned Armageddon.、
啊、那是什么？
What is it?
就是启示录里面最后的一次战争。
It's the last battle that's recorded in the、
哦、
book of Revelation.、
哦、然后我们再看俄罗斯的总统。
And if we look at the president of Russia,、
哦、公开讲要用核子弹，第三次世界大战。
He wants to use a nuclear weapon and having the Third World War.
所以我们所面对这个世界越来越危险。
So the world we live in is becoming more and more dangerous.
那怎么去预备？
So how do we prepare ourselves?
就是要在信仰不断的成长。
It's that we need to grow up in our faith.
我们穿上神的形象。
We have to put on the image of Christ.
就是真理的仁义跟圣洁。
It's the true, righteousness and holiness.
那主耶稣再来，我们就可以参加婚宴。
And so when Jesus comes again, we can be in there at the wedding feast.
这就是我们得救的时候。
And that will be the time we receive our salvation.
所以要竭力进到完全的地步。
So we have to pursue and go on to perfection.
就是穿上新人。
And is to put on this new person.
有神的形象。
Who has the image of God.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
Thank you.